Weather's going to be nice?
Yes. Very nice.
Scott Haney, Channel 3, is that correct?
How the hell do you know?
I have a trick knee tells me that. It's my Doppler.
Oh, my God.
It's my Doppler.
Yeah, the weather's going to cooperate.
Yes.
For the most part.
All right.
Cloudy to start today with maybe some limited. You got to 89 degrees yesterday. It was
nice.
the warmest day in September this year. It was unbelievable.
It felt like a summer day.
Unbelievable.
It was like a summer day. Today, yep. Much cooler. Temperatures only in the low to mid 70s with mostly cloudy skies, maybe some intervals of sun from time to time. And then Sunday will be a nice day. Saturday, there's a chance for a stray shower in northeast and southeast Connecticut. And the rest of the state is dry. Mainly dry today, mainly dry tomorrow. And then Sunday's the better of the two weekend days.
Cool.
Jamie Kennedy is in studio. Actor, comedian.
Hey, Jamie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Slowly waking up.
Yeah, he needs coffee. Stat.
We have coffee. Yeah. We just don't have creamer. You like it with creamer?
I have light cream in the refrigerator. I can't do without it.
You don't like heavy cream?
I do like heavy cream in my fettuccino.
Oh.
Your fettuccino?
My fettuccine.
Is it like spaghetti in a coffee cup?
It's fettuccine. That's a new brand. It's a new brand.
Uh-oh, fettuccine.
That's a cheesy flavor of my coffee.
Yes.
God, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
That's a noodle in my coffee.
I've been playing golf so much, I'm exhausted.
I saw this.
Wow.
What's your handicap there, pal?
27.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, me on the course is a handicap.
What do you want, a higher number or a lower number?
You want a really low number.
Oh.
So he's actually probably hits about 98, 99. I can probably...
That's very accurate.
I can probably hang
probably
with
like 110.
Meaning his game is good. It probably takes him a couple extra putts, but he doesn't lose balls.
Right.
That's pretty accurate.
I can't get past the windmill.
That would be mini golf, my friend.
That's all I can do, pal. That and the clown mouth. That's another one.
It's all I can do to keep waiting for you.
So what number do you need to be at to play in like the PGA?
Oh, my God.
Lower than 27.
Much lower than 27. I don't even know what you need.
Constantly
wild.
Constantly in the 60s.
Really?
Mistake-free golf.
Right.
Wow. So that's basically three shots per hole.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Yes.
Damn.
No.
Get it on
errors.
The green, put it right in.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Yeah.
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 I even suck at Tiger Woods golf, the video game. I suck at that,
but, you
too.
You know, it's all for charity, so it's all that matters. All the money goes to charity.
Nice. Goes to the poor golfers fund.
On Monday, I was at Hartford Golf Club for Hartford Hospital, and they had a putting contest. The shot was 120 feet, which is pretty far. You know, try to get the ball in 120 feet away.
Get longest putts?
I was the closest out of 250 golfers, an inch and a half from the hole.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
That's a long putt.
That's a pro shot, man.
There
that's awesome.
Look at
that's a pro shot. So I thought I was going to win the money because it was a $500 prize. But they were like, no, we take the top five guys who are closest to the hole.
Oh,
and then
stop.
You have a playoff.
See, so asked me to take the golf club still
no.
in your hand. They take the golf club still in your hand and chase after him.
So I came in second in the playoff, and I lost the $500.
What's the point?
Seriously.
Yeah, I know. I should have won.
That's pretty close to the hole.
I was so... I have a picture. I should send it to you. It's so funny.
If it was a windier day, that goes in.
Oh, totally. It was unbelievable.
Right? Did you start blowing?
If I jumped up and down, it would have went in.
Right.
That's the shot that keeps bringing you back.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the shot that says, yeah, I think I can play this.
I can do this.
Yeah. You need Bill Murray's help at that point with the C4 and then the fake gopher. Remember around noon and got that last shot in there?
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Oh, so what are you boys up to this weekend?
Not golf.
Well, Jamie is at New York Comedy Club in Stanford tonight and tomorrow.
You gotta
love
that place. It's
good.
A great club.
Good. That's a fun place.
It's a great club.
It really is. Have you played there yet, Jamie?
No, I've only done them in the city, so I'm excited.
Nice.
It looks beautiful.
You're going to like this place.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, Stanford looks like it's coming up.
It is.
It's a nice room.
You guys have a Brazilian steakhouse now.
I love them.
Yep.
You know,
I like that. That's the marker for all. Oh, you guys are really turning a corner.
Yes,
it's unlimited meat.
It's actually a shaved steak. Yeah,
unlimited shaved meat.
Right.
You know, it hooks me in, but then you end up eating the same amount you're going to eat.
Oh no, you push the envelope.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. There's one of the places where you put the things on. Yeah.
It reminds me of Bridesmaids.
What happened?
I didn't see that movie, but okay.
God, they eat. They go into a restaurant where they have the shaved beef, and they all get food poisoning. And the scene afterwards,
mass diarrhea.
Maybe one of the funniest scenes in movie history.
Now I'm pooping my pants.
Yep,
everyone's pooping.
Exactly right.
Yes, everybody's pooping. It's very funny.
Jamie's wearing a Stephen Piercy rat hat.
This is big news here.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Enlighten me.
Whoa. With a putt like yours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know...
Is it a golf hat?
No. Your wonderful new co-host. I'm sorry. Your slips my name again.
Ruth.
Ruth. Ruth said that. It was like the third thing she said to me. So, a lot of compliments on this hat. I'm wearing a hat. It just says rat because I like the way it fits.
Yep.
But it's from the band Rat. Do you know who they are, sir?
I unfortunately do not know the band Rat.
How old are you, sir?
I am 60.
You are 60 years old and you don't know Rat.
Think of the Geico commercial.
Yeah, here it is.
Get a rat problem?
I do know this song.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
this is Jamie's coffee, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Round and round, what goes around comes around.
See, you know it. This is actually, instead of the Bee Gees at the toy drive this year, I should do like hair metal.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
It's got a spiky and a spiky
I'm
wig.
I'm so wild that you never really didn't know Rat. No diss to you.
Yeah, I do know Rat.
So I do a lot of conventions and cons and autographs and all these things they're really big. And so I see all types of people. So I saw Steven at one. Met him in Arizona and he gave me this hat. But it's a big winner. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
the special
just came out too.
Yeah.
Your girl was telling me that there's a new special on Paramount Plus about what's a fun time?
Number good time.
Nothing but a good time.
Which is awesome. So that's kind of what raised me, even though I'm raised on hip hop as well.
Hair metal.
Well, just Sunset was just a different time. You came out and dudes were going from place to place and there was just mop heads everywhere. And now it's dystopian.
Round and round, what goes around comes around.
It's like the Broadway version.
Right.
Round.
That's what Scott should do. He should come out dressed like 80s hair metal, but do a Broadway version.
Like lounge act.
We'll get you a wig, you know, hair metal wig.
I've had nothing but a good time. How can
I
resist?
I love it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So I'm playing golf again today.
Oh, wow. And golfer's elbow.
How often do you play?
I played four times this week.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah,
that
is incredible.
You're welcome.
That's a lot. Your back hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt.
If I play twice, I mean, the muscles, your muscles in your back don't hurt? They're not all sore?
No, because I'm not a good golfer, so I'm not using the right muscles.
I pulled my ass muscle.
I have to put CBD cream all over my back. My muscles.
Oh my God!
But it's good. It feels like a workout.
Yeah, you feel like you did something.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
You walk it, or you hit the cart.
Oh no walking involved here.
Okay.
Although the first nine was golf cart path only. So you had to walk to your ball, which was really annoying.
Do I have a drink cart?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have a drink cart.
That's a must.
And the first beer, I'm playing my best golf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a little swing oil.
It's just enough to take off the tense,
right?
You know. And then after that, any other beer after that, it just gets sloppy.
Yeah, 12th beer.
But just one is good.
I'm in a bowling alley.
One and done.
One and done. Well, you're playing all this golf, and you don't have to pay, right? Because it's a celebrity thing or charity.
Which is good.
Nice.
I don't mind paying. I mean, I spent $500 on a live auction item at one of them.
What did you get?
I got the BMW for the weekend, and they detail your car.
Nice. So you give them your car, and they give you a BMW for the weekend.
Correct.
Nice.
That doesn't suck at all.
Which is nice. Yeah. I mean, $500 is probably worth like $100, but who cares?
I paid $1,000 for an old license plate.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Not just any plate.
The plate says WPLR.99.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, it was stolen off, borrowed off of a car in 1978.
It was acquired.
Wow.
It was acquired in 1978. That's really remarkable.
Wow. Yeah. No one's come forward yet to say, hey, that was my plate.
Yeah.
What state?
Connecticut.
Yeah, wow.
Connecticut. Yeah.
Wow.
Homegrown,
that's actually worth
Homegrown.
Money.
Homegrown.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's in beautiful condition.
That is. I'd pay $1,000 for a Channel 3 plate.
Yeah, and it went to a flood victim, so.
Really?
The pictures are great.
Oh, even better.
You don't realize how much you miss, like, those old, like, just blue and white plates. And then you see, you're like, oh, man, they look good.
They were great plates.
Nice.
So, all right, we're going to go.
All right, hang on. I'm getting a message from Ruth.
Oh,
it's a picture, I bet.
Oh, she's got a picture.
Oh,
that's
picture
so
of the plate.
Cool. Thank you, Ruth.
It's a picture.
That's awesome. WPLR 99.
Yep.
I couldn't tell you. I don't want to do the math right now,
okay.
But I was like 14 years old.
Right.
And I was a big fan of this radio station. So to have that plate from that time period, and I just started getting into radio, it was worth every penny.
It's perfect.
The money went to help some people who lost a lot during the floods.
A win-win situation all around, yep.
So you acquired it recently?
Yes,
just got it.
Yep.
And it's framed?
Not yet.
Wow.
I don't know how to frame a license plate.
Are you going to like clean it and repaint it, or you
not
want it to look?
It. I want it to look like that.
I think that's
the original routine. Yeah.
You got to put it in a glass box, have it mounted, and then put like...
Get a bumper.
No?
Get a nice bumper, a nice chrome bumper.
I'm sure Jennifer would love that. I'm going to put a bumper for night.
In
chrome
a man
bumper.
Cave, a nice chromed out bumper. Like get like a grill of like a 57 Chevy or something like that, and just boom. That'd be sick.
Reminds me of Grace Slick. Hold on to the bumper, baby.
I don't know.
No.
I'll have to get one of her hats.
That sounds made up.
What song is that?
Hold on to the bumper,
to
baby.
The bumper, baby.
The squirrel song?
Is it a real song?
In the back of your limousine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
Hold
the squirrel
on
song.
To the bumper, baby.
Yeah. Is this it?
This sounds trippy.
Yep, that's it. I love this song.
Not too much ass in this one.
I have never heard this song in my life.
Heard this?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You never heard it?
Never heard it, baby.
Oh, my God.
Is it Grace Slick or is it Jefferson Airplane?
It's Grace
Turn it up.
Jones.
Oh, Grace Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Grace Jones. Big Jones.
Big Jones. Okay.
Grace Jones, I apologize.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
She scared me. She scared me. I saw her and I'm like, so she's going to punch me right in the neck.
She will hurt me. She will hurt me.
Yeah, she had that video. What song? What video was it where she had
Demolition Woman or Demolition?
That's it.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, she was
like 100 of her walking around. Like an army of her.
Fembots.
She was a supermodel, starred in Conan. Had a hit song.
Conan.
All right.
She is like a super hyphenate.
Whatever happened to her?
She was Conan the Barbarian.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I think she was good friends with Andy Warhol, too.
We're a friend to ask.
And
that makes sense. She was very artsy.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing her like dressed in the Demolition Man video on the golf course?
I would run. I would run.
Me too. I'm like, this is it. This is where I die.
Terminator's here.
Scott's running across the golf course. Right. I'm your biggest fan.
Right. Scott Haney. Scott Haney.
Hold on to the bumper, baby.
And she did talk with an accent or something, right?
I don't recall.
Just, I think so,
when she wasn't singing?
I couldn't tell you.
She was scary.
I was gone by that point. I was running.
All right, Scott, enjoy your golf game.
Yes.
I'm going to see Once Upon a Mattress in New York City, so I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
Oh, fun.
Cool.
Yeah, good.
That's all right.
All right, talk to you next week.
Jamie Kennedy in studio.
Yay.
He's at New York Comedy Club in Stamford tonight and tomorrow. We're linked up on the radio station website. He's ordering coffee from his phone right now.
Nice.
I have a lot to say.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Because we do this a lot. We meet a lot of people.
Yes.
And I was like,
when you say we, it's like you, yourself, and
me.
You.
But you also. You
guys okay.
Also.
On occasion.
All right. Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't seen these guys forever. It's been like, what, 5 years?
Probably more.
Yeah.
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 I think, 7 years.
Yeah. I think we're in
the pandemic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally pull up and I'm like, is this building abandoned?
It kind of is.
Yeah. It's there's two cars out front.
Yep.
And I'm like, I know the radio business has changed, but my goodness. And there's two cars.
Right.
And thank God Ruth was there. And Ruth was like waving. She was like a little
down.
Flag in the night,
right,
waving.
Yes, right.
And then I was like, hi, Ruth.
You're a flag in the night, Ruth.
Right, and yeah. then I realized that Ruth is in the other seat over here, and that woman is no longer here. The other one.
Right.
The other one.
Yeah.
Whoever was here 7 years ago.
Pam.
So Ruth is the new Pam.
Right.
Yes.
And the parking lot is empty.
Right.
But you don't
think
that...
Parking lot is generally empty at 7:30. There's 70 people who work in our
they
part
do
of
come,
this building.
So this building will
they
fill
do,
up?
Not on Friday.
Yeah, no.
I think it's intermittent on Friday.
Yep.
Why?
But there's 70 people who work in these radio stations. It's a full... Now, if you go to other radio stations, it's like Ghost Town.
Yeah.
There's a slider up on the board and a show's being beamed in from another... No, there's... right now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 live shows going on, and there's probably 5. I'm probably missing.
Oh, no.
4 or 5 live shows going on right now.
I know. I'm one of the, I would say I'm one of, I don't want to say, how do I say this? I'm one of the laster people because, laster, is that a word? Where I,
it
I
is now. You do need coffee.
It's so, oh, dude.
It's on the way.
Dude. Well, there's a 5G tower around here. Listen, I go to the radio stations.
Yeah, you still do it.
Not a lot of people do it.
No.
Because it's a different thing now.
Right.
So I understand how it's changed. But people like yourself, who are a staple of this community, I understand it. And I also love you guys.
No, we love you too.
Yeah, man.
And also, this I work on a show. I do every couple weeks a show called Jeff Lewis Live on Sirius. And in the Sirius LA building. And they're very...
Which building is nicer, the LA or the New York building?
Probably New York. I haven't been there really ever. I've been to the Miami building, which is super nice. The LA building is super nice. But here's the thing. I was telling Ruth, flag in the night, that no radio stations, no matter how much money they make, ever have really good coffee and really good cream. One radio station in San Diego has it. They have specialty coffee and specialty cream.
Oh.
So this coffee has like, out here, no offense to you guys, it's always what you guys have. It's like powdered death.
Oh.
Well, here's the problem with the radio station.
But Sirius is a multi-billion dollar company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No one at a radio station knows how to clean a cup.
No.
Crazy.
How to throw out anything in the refrigerator
Crazy.
That looks like it's been dead for 100 years.
Yeah.
So cream in this place, and no one checks. So cream at a radio station is a very bad thing and can kill people.
It
it's like a weapon.
Yep.
Interesting that you say that. You're right about all that, and it hasn't changed since the early 90s. I've
That's
been
right.
doing early radio since the early 90s, and it still feels like the early 90s in radio.
Yeah.
In terms of... No, you can't. Yeah, you're right. Like it's just, you know, I'm in the good food.
As far as like the coffee goes for the morning show, I buy that coffee.
You buy your own,
and we drink Cafe Bustelo.
So we have coffee over here, but we don't have any creamer.
Right?
We have good coffee over here.
This probably do.
This coffee will grab you by the root.
That looks like good coffee.
I was gonna say if you don't drink AJ's coffee on a daily, you can't just switch into it.
Yeah,
he makes it extra strong.
Your
on
eyebrows
purpose.
Will actually leave your face,
so it works.
Yeah,
I'll have some of yours when my donkey gets here.
Nice.
And I'll
Why,
add some in there.
If you wake, like the life that you lead in different cities all the time, waking up to do radio or whatever, why would you have cream in your coffee? Why wouldn't you drink it black? At some point, you just should just give that up and go straight.
Bro, are you ready for this?
Okay.
Go straight. Are you calling me the weatherman?
Yes.
Listen, If you drink black coffee, you are diagnosed as a sociopath.
That's true. And usually the person who orders it.
This is true.
Right.
I know this.
Not true
it's,
at all.
It's 100% true.
Where? Let's show me some facts.
And the callers. Yes. And also, I know this. Borderline.
If you drink black coffee, call in. We want to ask you some questions.
Borderline potential serial killer. I played a serial killer on Criminal Minds. My character drank black coffee.
Yeah. And you know the victim usually is? That person also the double Dunkachino with the extra latte.
Right. It's more of a dessert than a coffee.
When you're waiting for that black
you're
coffee.
Setting yourself up to be a victim.
Let me have the dessert coffee with the
sprinkles. If you,
death.
If you drink a black coffee, you are an animal.
It's animal number one. Animal number two.
What's the point? Why don't you
what's
guys
the point?
Just
what's
do
the
a,
point?
Why don't you guys,
sugar
why don't
in
you
your
guys
coffee?
Just do a rail?
Because it's cocaine's illegal.
Keep it 80s all the way.
Because cocaine's illegal.
Yes, exactly.
This is like liquid cocaine.
Jamie Kennedy in studio tonight and tomorrow. He's at New York Comedy Club in Stamford.
Yay.
WPLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. We're talking about black coffee. When's your coffee arriving?
8:45.
Nice.
He won't drink our coffee black.
No. Your coffee looks good. And by the way, Bustelo is a great coffee. It's all bad habits anyway.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is you drink it black and you're literally.
As it was intended.
But you're literally just drinking it just for energy. There's no flavor. There's no enjoyment. That is.
Wait a minute. You're killing the flavor of the coffee bean.
No.
I'm having coffee beans crushed and water.
Yes.
Hot.
Yes.
That's it.
And then a little.
You're having sugar.
And
you're having
sugar.
Stuff that was created in a lab.
No, the sugar's from the cane plant.
Okay.
And then
I'm
cream
sure Dunkin' Donuts goes out. They have a sugar field.
It's full. Yeah, they're out there with machetes.
Yeah.
Man, I fall. Okay.
Only the finest sugar here.
First you get the sugar, then you get the coffee, then you get the creamer.
You're correct. I have to get off of that. You are correct. But the drink it black is just basically.
Well, you know what happens? You do it so many mornings in a row.
Psycho.
I went from light and sweet.
Yeah.
And after a while, you just want more coffee.
Right. But you're getting, you're advancing in age. Not that you're old, but you're advancing. So you want the good things.
The tolerance goes down.
Do you know
down.
What I'm saying? But now,
I have all of that
as a, as a young, drinks. Angry man, I can see the black coffee. as a seasoned older gentleman. You want to enjoy life.
Jamie's making a case that if you drink black coffee, you're like a serial killer, right? Sociopath.
This coffee will make your nipples hard.
All right, so we ask people who drink black coffee to call in and we'll ask them a couple
and
questions.
And I want to talk to them.
Yes.
Kristen.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
I actually drink black coffee.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And I do, and I got to tell you, I'm not a sociopath. I'm actually a mom.
Wait, hold on, Kristen.
And give me a cereal.
Hold on, hold on,
cereal,
Kristen.
Mom.
So I love my black coffee.
Kristen.
I actually even add a sweetener to it.
No.
Okay,
wait.
That's not black coffee.
It's not black.
Liquid,
yeah, no, black is just
yeah, no,
coffee.
It's a liquid sweetener because it's for diabetes. So I put a liquid sweetener in it,
okay.
And that's it. I do not put milk, cream, nothing in it. Just
okay.
Black.
Okay, Kristen, a couple of things. You said I'm not a sociopath because I'm a mom.
I knew you were going to latch onto that.
What? What?
I'm a mob barker.
What?
Jesus, Beth.
What was that logic there?
Sociopaths are usually scary people. Someone, you know, you don't want to be. They're out there to hurt someone. They got, like, you know,
so Kristen,
not good things in mind.
Okay, second thing is, so mothers aren't like that? There can't be mothers like that?
Well, there could, but that'd be a very scary thing.
You ever see my mom mad?
What do you do? Do you have a occupation?
I don't. I'm a stay-home mom.
Okay.
All the bodies are
she's a stay-at-home.
I did years ago. I used to work years and years ago. I did used to work with customer service, and for a long time, I did work in a coffee shop.
Nice.
Oh.
She's a stay-at-home mom who drinks black coffee with non-sweetener sweetener.
Just sits there and shakes all day.
It's not really black coffee.
Yes.
Putting something in.
Yeah, black coffee is just black coffee. So,
flag on this play.
That's why you're not a sociopath.
Right.
I don't think that's a flag. It's still black. There's no coloring to it.
But you're sweetening it.
Yeah, you're adding.
You're not
to it.
Drinking
it. Black
coffee
sweetener in it. Yeah, yeah. The liquid water. Pump.
You're starting to sound like a sociopath now.
Right. Put down the knife.
Yeah. Thank you.
That'd be funny if at the end of the call, I'm coming over there and I'm going to murder every one of you.
Stab, stab, stab.
I am not a sociopath. But why is that? What's with the hockey mask?
I can't speak for you, Chris. And my mom is far more terrifying without coffee. I don't even care if it's black. She just needs to have it.
Yeah, thank you, Kristen.
I'm definitely not a morning person until I have my coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to leave me alone, get me my coffee, and then I'm waking up.
Well, trying to kill anybody today.
All right. Thank you,
I will
Kristen.
Try not to do that.
Cool. Thank you.
Wait, stab!
Is she off?
Yes.
She is now.
Can we talk about the logic of that?
As a mom, I'm not a sociopath. I'm a mom.
Bro, that's right there, sociopathic. I'm not. I'm a priest. I can't be sociopathic. I am a police officer. I can't be sociopathic. Of course you can be. Anybody can be sociopathic.
Yeah.
Right.
So already that's whole thing is suspect.
Flawed logic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mel in West Hartford.
Hello. Hey, can I just start off by saying hello, and I wanted to thank Jamie Kennedy, actually. I never got the chance to. I sat front row at his show at Funny Bone, and he called my mom a MILF, which, nice. You know, really made her happy. So his show was fun there. I just want to say that.
Did she know what that meant?
What is that?
Did you tell her, mama like frogs?
Mom I'd like to be friends with.
Yeah, right?
That must have been a while ago.
It was. She was flattered.
Nice.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, she worked
many years ago.
Nice.
Yes. But, I also drink black coffee as well. But I do add my mocha syrup to it sometimes.
That's oh, my God!
Does anyone know what black coffee is?
Black coffee.
Hold on.
Oh, my God! Water and bean.
Is there a 5G towel around here? Is everybody triple boosted?
Probably.
I mean,
probably.
I drink black coffee,
This is just water and coffee in my mug. That's it.
I like some chocolate in my coffee sometimes, but I'm one of those people where I could drink like 5 cups, you know, and it kind of really, you know, I could go to sleep on it pretty much. So,
is there anyone who just drinks black coffee?
No. So far, you and me.
You don't count.
So far, you and me.
Everyone's proving my point. Now, wait, is your mother,
available?
Do you want a coffee date?
Tell her I say hi.
Jamie's at New York Comedy Club in Stanford tonight and tomorrow if your mother's not busy.
If your mom's got it going on.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Wait.
She might have called back.
Anyone?
Can we just take a minute and just realize this? I tweeted something the other day.
Okay.
People from Massachusetts make people from Philly look well-adjusted.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm from Philly.
That's easy. Okay?
And so look at this. This is two calls now, bro.
Yeah.
And two people don't know what the term black coffee is. So my point is being proven. Also, they're sociopaths, and these people put sweetener in it. Okay. So, I mean, I can't wait to take another call.
Yeah,
true black.
A little deeper.
Let's give it a little time.
A little deeper.
A true black.
Mike and Shelton.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
So I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller.
All right. Thank you.
And I drink black coffee.
And you're scaring me, right?
I'm scaring you.
You're scaring me a little. You do sound tough.
So it's just water and coffee ground.
You sound like you're on a job site.
I am on a job site.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have you ever thrown a hammer at anyone?
Excuse me?
Have you ever thrown a hammer at anyone?
He's a surgeon.
I might have.
Okay.
He may have.
All right. Not helping our cause.
Right,
I appreciate your honesty.
Are you putting a girder up right now, sir? It feels like you're on the 30th floor of a building.
No, I'm in a brand new apartment building at Farmington.
Ah, very
okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, all right. Are you a big hugger, sir?
Sure I am.
Okay.
Like that doesn't sound... I don't believe it.
Yeah. All right, but you love your coffee black.
Technically, your hands are on someone's throat to hug.
That is true. Technically.
I'm just going to say.
All right, Mike seems like he's a very well-adjusted guy.
Oh, yeah.
Drinks black coffee.
Oh,
hard
yeah.
worker. Gets
yes.
up early. What
yes.
time do you get up, Mike?
4 o'clock.
Okay,
4 o'clock,
there you
see?
Go. See?
He gets up 4 o'clock in the morning. He's pouring gas down his throat. That's what black coffee is.
It's called black coffee.
Got to get started somehow.
Yeah.
Sure do.
All right.
Well, God bless you, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Be safe today.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right. Jamie Kennedy in studio.
Yeah. Well, a lot going on.
He's making a lot of comments not based in facts.
Right.
His coffee is here.
Right.
He wouldn't drink our coffee because he wants
what
his
comments
coffee
aren't based in facts?
Filled with chemicals.
That whole psychopath thing.
He believes anyone who drinks black coffee is a sociopath.
Right, that's a
Listen,
sociopath.
Listen, I'm doing something that's not great either. I'm about to have a coffee, and the cups, all these cups now, I can't use them anymore.
They Why?
All have, because inside there's a thin plastic lining, if everyone is
right.
listening to this, and that just puts microplastics in your coffee from the heat and in our bodies. It's terrible for us, so I have to quit.
Are you one of those people?
That it wants to be healthy?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, everything...
Sociopath.
Everything is terrible. Everything
right.
is terrible.
Right, but you can't get away from it, so
no, you
just
can.
Embrace it, or...
No, some of... Like, I can get... Like, right now, you guys are drinking coffee out of a very healthy mug, and
a
that...
A paper cup or a mug.
Right.
I would drink the mug now.
Okay.
This
so
is
you won't
steel.
Drink water in a plastic bottle.
I try to avoid it now.
Okay.
I like to do glass bottles, because it's got tons of stuff. I've been doing all this research.
Like yeah. Perrier,
It goes right to your testicles.
Really?
What?
Yeah. It's in your testicles.
The plastic? I have
yeah.
plastic in my testicles?
You do. You're shooting out
no.
plastic.
Good.
Baby.
I'm shooting out baby dolls.
It's like little wrap candies.
Plastic dolls.
Little wrap candies.
Who sounds like the sociopath here now?
I don't know.
The guy that wants to be healthy. It's the guy that wants to be healthy.
Which call should we take here? Let's go to...
Someone that agrees with me.
Let's go to Cooper in Terryville.
Cooper!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Listen, I realized you needed some help listening to these people who were saying, oh, yeah, I drink my coffee black, but I put stuff in it.
Yeah.
Right.
No. You drink coffee black because you want to taste the coffee.
Right.
It's like Quentin Tarantino's character in Pulp Fiction, you know? When Bonnie buys coffee, she buys shit. When I buy it, I want to taste it.
Right.
Right.
So, I'll concede to the people who go and buy coffee from Dunkin' or McDonald's or even the Cumbie. Yeah, maybe you need to put something in it because it tastes awful. But
right.
If you're buying good coffee, you drink it black.
I'm telling you, Jamie, someday you're going to get to a point in your life you're going to say, those radio guys were right. This coffee's... Very good.
It's unbelievable.
Let me tell you something. No, I understand what caller is saying, but I disagree with caller.
Because Cooper!
It's a Cooper!
Cooper!
Where's your name?
Because I live in Los Angeles, California, bro. We got the best coffee in the world. And you live close to New York.
No, best coffee in the world in California. This is hysterical.
And I enjoy.
I love those
it.
Homeless parks too. All the way down every road. Jeez.
You don't got to tell me twice.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But have you looked outside your windows? I mean, this
there's
is a state.
No one here.
Yeah. Well, there's no one in the building.
Right.
But yeah, a good cup to me. I like the taste of it with the cream and the sugar. So it just makes it better.
It's your preference.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll concede that maybe it's a preference thing. But
yeah.
It's not sociopathy to just want to enjoy a coffee bean.
Like
Chaz and AJ have been saying.
Now I feel that you're getting a little angry and something happened.
You know what I'm love when someone, this is, you know what you're doing? You're doing
you.
What my wife does to me.
You're good, yo.
She winds me up.
Gaslighting.
And then she's like, why are you so mad?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Have you been listening to yourself for the last 15 minutes? Wind me up.
Right.
No, he's getting a little bit heated. There's a teeny bit of heat there. He's like, listen, it's okay. Just enjoy a coffee.
There is a little heat there.
A little heat.
I blame the Marine Corps for that one.
Oh, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your service, brother. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not a sociopath. I'm just angry all the time. I haven't had my coffee yet.
All right, you're not helping, Cooper!
I'm going to look up the definition now.
Cooper!
And I'm totally cool with it.
Yeah.
You're back! You're coming!
Thank you, brother. Thank you for your service.
Thank
brother.
You for the
call.
Thank you, man.
You're the best, Cooper.
Hold on a second.
There's no proof that AJ and I are not normal, right?
No, definitely not.
Define normal.
Phil has some audio.
Uh-oh.
It's funny, some of these responses.
Oh, my God.
It's a fundraiser.
That's what we're trying to do here. Relax.
You're a public embarrassment to your family.
Seriously.
Can you just please shut your face.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously, there's something wrong with you.
Seriously, something wrong. There's a synapse that's misfiring. Yes.
Oh, it's beyond synapses misfiring. That's you.
It's definitely a need
that's
for attention.
Me. Who cares what you think about Motley Crue? No one.
Not right now.
No one.
Okay.
Ouch. Is this to help prove my point?
We're not sure yet.
It's not helping mine.
No.
Oh my God. You haven't heard the next file yet, Jamie. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
You got to let the next one play.
Okay, so that's me on Black Coffee. All right.
What's the next
one? Tell me what my friggin' my feelings are, okay, jackass? Because my feelings are normal. You guys don't friggin' realize it. More people are angry nowadays because of all kinds of crap going on. Here goes comedy. Grab the window. Get out of here! That's the person you just slapped the crap out of. Oh. Everybody else in the world freaking laughed. Yeah, I'm going to give you a D-E-N-T in your forehead. Get them the hell out. Pay attention next time. Don't sit there and go, oh, I'm pay attention, idiots. You deserve it. Tough taillights.
Get off the phone, moron!
Okay, that's good.
Wait a minute. Is this you on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was all live.
Clips of us on Black Coffee.
Yes. I wish... You've been very chill today.
Yeah.
You well, exhausted from all the yelling.
Wow, this
I'm
is...
I'm tired now.
Your producer really lets somebody make me... He made me feel welcome with that one.
Megan.
You're always welcome, Jamie.
Thank you.
Megan.
Pronos.
Yes,
you're on.
Hi, guys. Good to hear your voices again. So, I do drink black coffee.
Okay.
And it was a matter of survival. You and I, we all work together, so we all have this shared trauma of about 7 years ago. We had a former colleague who would leave milk out on the counter, and it would spoil. So, after having that spoiled milk in my coffee too many times, I switched to black coffee because it was safer.
Yes. Yep. That's what I was trying to explain to Jamie, that radio people don't drink or have creamer around because it's dangerous.
Exactly.
It's a time bomb.
This is a little bit bizarre to me. I've been on the earth for 54 years, knock on wood. I've never had death by creamer. This creamer thing where creamer is ruining. What do you
think? Let's just say it's 5:50 a.m.
Right. Yeah.
10 minutes before you go on, you put some bad creamer in your coffee.
You get sick.
And now you're going to be on the toilet.
Yep. Yeah, but that's
during your show.
Right.
You'd get sick, but it's not like it's like going to ruin your whole life.
Well, it depends. You could implode.
Could ruin your career.
You could implode and end up drowning.
So the one bad creamer day has taken you off creamer. So basically you're telling me that you were thrown in the black coffee by trauma, not by choice.
No, I'm telling you, that's why there isn't creamer in the building.
No,
now,
but she's
for
saying,
me,
she's
I
saying.
Used to drink light and sweet like 30 years ago, then I just slowly wanted more coffee and less chemicals.
No, right? Also, less chance of being poisoned by coworkers.
Right. Yes.
But she's saying that she enjoyed coffee like a normal person. And now she was...
Get off the phone, moron! Not you, Megan, not you.